RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Song 2. Presumably, and hopefully by now, you have listened to the Song 2 part that we had with Leanne and Sophia that we recorded back when the band were playing at Culture Fabrique. Now they're due to be back in the country supporting Do Nothing at Rotund, and we have this time spoken with Janelle. Now, in the other one, we do find that there is a little bit of a disagreement in relation to which is the best tune. Here with Janelle, we probably find ourselves on firmer footing. However, that is only three quarters of a four-piece band. And therefore not a wholly encompassing argument. So anyway, without further ado, let's see what Janelle from Jen has to say about the Song 2 theory. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Janelle from Jen, and you're listening to Today Radio.
The other part is that I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or at least most important track. We're asking artists and musicians to tell us if they agree or disagree and why. So Janelle from Jen, is the second track on the album that album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
Okay, that's a very interesting observation. I mean, in our case, spoiler alert, is going to be Days and Nights.
Yep.
Which we released as a single because we honestly thought it was kind of the catchiest in a way. So, I guess so. And it comes after the most experimental one. So I guess first it's a bit of a shock, like, oh, what are these guys doing? And then it's a bit like more palatable in a way. So yeah, I mean, that's a very interesting observation. I'm gonna go through all my favorite albums now and check this whole thing.
There are so many. There
are so many. Oh my God. Okay, so it's a proven theory.
Not necessarily. It's an argument that I'm making at the moment, and I've been proven wrong many times. People will say it's track three. Some people will say it's the first track on the B side. Some people will say it's the closer. But what importance do you place and the band place on track listing in general?
To be fair, I don't really get involved in it. I'm like, whatever. Because, for example, Sophia, the drummer, and Sophia, she's really into this kind of stuff because she's got a really good ear when it comes to making sure that things flow. And Leona, our singer, is more of the kind of person that is like, she sees the concepts behind each and every song and wants to make sure that they're, you know, connected in a way. So most of the time it's kind of between them, and Leanne and I are like, whatever, you know, rocks your boat, literally.